Good evening, praise the Lord. Let's start our worship and prayer. Thank you, God, we come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this whole day you were with us from morning to now, with all our struggles and with all difficulties you enable us to achieve your work and your purpose and what you allocate for each and every one of us to do. We thank you, Lord, even for the rest of the things that still need to be done for the next coming hours and days and weeks. We put all this burden in your hand. Oh God, you say, come to me, all of you, weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Just come to the Lord in prayer. Give him your burden, give him your problem. And what is disturbing you, give it to God. Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. He will lift you up in due time. Cast all your burden unto him because he cares for you. Through the Lord, you care for us. You care for your people, you care for your church, and we pray in the name of Jesus, you guide us and you help us, you strengthen us. Oh Lord, you continue to heal our wounds and pains and take all sadness and anxieties and sorrows. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. Devil have no right, spirit of depression, sadness, spirit of lies and deception. All your lies take away and move away. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. We pray and we release the spirit of victory, relief, and spirit of encouragement, spirit of revival, and spirit of joy and gladness and rest and peace in the presence of the Holy God. Oh Lord, we thank and we praise you, Lord. We pray and also, Lord, we pray for our protection, for the protection of all the brethren from coronavirus and from the rest of diseases or whatever endemic or pandemic that is going on. We pray, oh God, give us sound mind to have more faith and trust in you, Lord. Increase our faith in you that whatever mountain ahead of us, we can say, do it, move away, it will be moved by faith. Oh, the Lord, raise up and rebuke whatever wind, whatever attack of devil, whatever things that the enemy may move, raise up, oh Lord, and rebuke it. We pray for our brethren who have certain crises in their life. I pray, Lord, you interfere, stretch out your hand, and do the needful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. Let's continue. Pray to God. Pray for your job and your boss and the people with you there. We pray, Lord, we thank you for all the provisions that you give to us with the jobs and wherever you had to place us to provide for us, to let us shine as a light to the people around us. We pray that your will be done in the name of Jesus. I pray for strengthening for all the members, the workers, the families, the husband and wives and children, and the elders and the pastors of the church, wherever they are, watch over them, provide for them, O God. Provide for our church here in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, and Sierra Leone, in all these places. Watch over your church and take care of everything in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you even. O God, we pray for more evangelism. We pray that you will we will open our mouth more, lead us to people, open doors for us to preach the gospel, to reach the lost in the name of Jesus. And we pray also, Lord, that you will give us more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be in attitude and character like you, O God. We pray for more people to repent and come to faith. We pray for for your salvation to flow through us to others. We pray for more people to get water baptized. I pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, leadership, ushering, exhorting, O God, discernment, distinguishing between the Spirit. Lord, we need you more in our life. Come and refill us, O Lord, with the Holy Ghost to do the work of yours, the supernatural thing that's needed to be done in this life, O God, to prepare, to bring people unto you, Lord. Even we pray, you prepare all, each and every one of us for your second coming. Perfect us. Help us to overcome any wrinkles or spot or blemishes. Take it away from our lives. in the name of Jesus. And we pray even today for this worship, O God, anointed, O God, anoint the songs, the prayers, the message, all the item of the service. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We magnify you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen.
Thank you. Dream.
Thank you, Lord. On your promise we trust. Oh God, thank you for your grace and your mercy and your care and your love unto us. Continue to honor the rest of our worship today. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We continue today. Meditate on the goodness of God in our lives through the book of Ruth. And today we will continue reading chapter 2, and we will meditate from verse 15. After Ruth, she asked him that she will continue to have favor from him. And as we read the scriptures, we find things, we learn much. There's much we can learn from the scriptures, and we can apply in our lives, and we can get applications, and we can get the food that we need for our daily living. Lord, anoint of my lips and put verses and statement to encourage your people, to draw them near to you through your word, O God. Take it and change life of people. Speak to them. Let them be also not only hearers but doers. Thank you, God. I want to thank you from the depth of my heart for the comfort that you had placed in each and every one of us heart, for all the provisions, for answering prayers, for the relief, for defending us, the favor we receive, all things. We don't deserve it, but because you are good. We thank you, God. We bless you. And I pray that you open the eyes of your people and their mind to see your blessings and what the great things that you are doing in their lives. We thank you, bless you. In His name we pray. Amen. You know, scriptures will make us understand things, will make us go back where God wants us to be. In verse 15, and when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Now, this is another favor. He told his men, let her glean, even if she is taking among the sheaves, don't embarrass her, don't put her to shame. So, that is another bonus for her to have better income and better harvest. She have the favor. When you humble down, favor is coming one after the other. One after the other, she appreciates the morsel of bread and vinegar. He give her corn. She appreciates the corn. He give her sheaves, you know. And we appreciate things, you know, things becoming better. Are you a thankful person? You know, sometimes we are not thankful. That's why we are more disturbed with depression and sadness and sorrow. So, appreciate the good things and thanks and ask favor from God, from people, and things coming more. Blessing will come. And what you told them yes, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, and that she may glean them and rebuke her not. You say, even you, please, you let her. You let something fall from your hand, and so that she can pick it up, and don't rebuke her. Okay? So that's another favor that come upon Ruth. You know, I remember the word of God say, humble yourself in the mighty hand of God. He will lift you up on due time. Cast all your burden on him because he cares for you. God was caring for her. In the same way, God is caring for you and for me today. But are we humble? Are we willing to glean? Are we willing to pick up from the ground? Are we accepting somebody will help us? Or we have a pride and we cannot swallow our pride? Forgive us, Lord. Forgive your people the pride. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. So she worked the whole day. And she gleaned, after she finished, she gleaned it, she she take it out from the she afterwards she first she glean she beat it out so that she can carry the seed, and it was barley. It is the wheat with the cover of it, and you know that's a complete work that she glean and she beat and she collected all. It was how much the size of it was about an ephah of barley. The ephah is about 20 liters. Have you get the point here? Like 20 kilo. Like this, that's the amount of the her work per one day. This is a big amount. You know, from my experience in traveling to different places in the world, I have seen in every nation some product, whether plant, whether seed, whether leaves, whether fruit, whether roots, whether, you know, something, animals or fish, it is free, available, and people can make a fortune, can make living out of it. And when they need to do, they need to go up, bow down, pick it up, gather, and process it, like what she processed now, root, and after that is a fortune. So every day, one if at 20 liter, you are collecting of this product, you know. It's very easy. Like some countries they have tea, some countries they have dates, some countries they have banana, some countries have mango, some countries have fish, have snails, all these products, seeds. No one will tell you why you are collecting. And that is a source of income for your life. In verse 18, she took it up and went into the city. She went now to her house, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was serviced. So now she brought it to the house, and sure, her mother-in-law was happy to see, you know, that 20 liters of food had come to her house at once. Amen? And besides that, she brought her back, but left over. So that is another bonus of a blessing coming to the house. And let's read verse 19. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed is he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her, and she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. What the mother-in-law did, the first thing that she spoke to her, she asked her in which place we had work. And where you work, and with whom you are working. You know, it is good that parents and grandparents, they will verify with the children and the grandchildren about certain things. And you know, sometime when the elders will ask, where you been? Ruth was upset or she was happy to answer? Huh? She answered, she said that I was working in a farm of Boaz, and that's correct. Young people, children and grandchildren, they should answer politely when the parents and grandparents ask them where they are. That is a very good manner, because the responsibility of the parents and the grandparents still to watch over them. Ruth, she didn't say, oh, I'm big, why you still ask me? What is your matter? Why you need to know? No, she was polite and she informed her everything. And what also in the way we say, blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. Now, Noemi, she already prayed and wished a blessing to whom? To the owner of the feet who allow her to glean, because what she had gleaned is a big amount of food for them. And you know, are we praying for those that we are working? Are we blessing them that we are receiving? Are we praying for our children places of work, that they are working, they are getting income? Are we praying for these places that God is using to bless them? We need to pray. We need to have a good wishes toward those people that we are working and we have income. You are working, you have income, and your children are working, you have income. You need to pray for these places and wish them good and bless them with your prayers. And Ruth, she answered the name of the man. She gave the name of him, that's Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, when she heard that's Boaz, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left of his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Here Naomi, after she blessed the man who Ruth worked with, and after she know that his boss, she blessed the Lord because of his life. She recognized that because Boaz here in Bethlehem in that field, and because Boaz, he gave his life to the Lord, we are blessed. Boaz was a kind of a channel of a blessing for this family. What Boaz did? Boaz helped her because she's stranger, she's poor. Let's read Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Ruth did her part, diligently she worked, she obeyed God, and also Boaz did his part. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 9, say, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. You get the point? Because he gives her 20 liter of barley. She was poor, her mother-in-law is poor, so he was blessed, and she mentioned him in a prayer. Blessed he be of the Lord. Lord bless him. And she recognized that through the life of Boaz, there is a blessing, who has not left of his kindness to the living and to the dead. And now Naomi told her, this is one of the kinsmen unto us, and one of our next kinsmen, that he is very near to us, this man. He is our relative, he is our kinsman. And now she is telling to her, now there is a possibility that he can buy the land, he can redeem the land, and he can marry you. That's what now God is revealing to Naomi, more things about his goodness. You can see that things are now falling into place. She's seeing that God is answering our prayer. She's seeing that God now is really moving. This girl, she went for work and she went to the right place. Not only will get work or get food, but the family to be restored this time. Amen. And in verse 21, and Ruth the Moabite said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. Now, Ruth, she told her all things, right? Whatever had happened in the world, she started to tell her. The man also, he told me that, stay, continue to work in my farm. So she's now having another few months more of job and income to come. That's another favor that she received, Ruth, from God through the life of Boaz. She told her everything. It is good. The children and the grandchildren, they should tell their parents and grandparents what had happened to them. Because the elder people, they have the ability to advise. The young people, they have hands and feet. but they don't have the counsel of the elder. And what was the answer of what was that? What was the instruction of Boaz? Stay. What did he say? He say, "Thou shalt keep fast by my young men." What do you mean here? That every day you come where the young men are working, be after them to glean. That's what he mean. Until they have ended all my harvest. Verse 22. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that thou go, out with his maiden, that they meet thee not in any other field." So what he told her, when Naomi hear that, but Boaz told her that she will be fast by his young man, she told her, she reminded her, "My daughter," she called her my daughter, and that she's the mother-in-law, she's a mother to her, "that thou go out with his maiden." She reminded her, "Daughter, you go there, but you stay with the girls." And what did she answer? Did Ruth answer anything? Huh? And she told her, good, she agreed that she stay in the same place and work. When she told her stay with the girls, Ruth, she kept it quiet, because that is the correct thing. Nowadays, when you advise young people, "Oh, we don't know, I'm not small." You are still small, because they are elder people than you. Amen? Listen, learn to listen and appreciate somebody is supervising you, even from far. Report everything correctly. Get the advices and supervision so that God will bless you, because that is how God works. When you obey the instructions, and God speaks to elder people who know life and who know scriptures and who know the ways of God better than you. And verse 18 then says, she sit still, and verse 23, so she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest. Did she obey or no, her mother-in-law? She obey. It was the scriptures. Say she stayed beside the girls of Boaz, and she continued on the same job until barley harvest and of wheat harvest. So, the same job. Less income, but steady. She was thankful. And you know, sometimes when we stay in one work, it means that we can see how God is blessing us. We are thankful, we are grateful. And when God put you in place, that is where God wants you to be, to work. Continue to work. And the Bible says that, and dwell with her mother-in-law. What kind of life? In the morning, she go from morning to evening work, and in the night, who's with her in the house? Her mother-in-law. What kind of life this one? From morning to evening working, and then in the night I'm only with mother-in-law. What is the entertainment? 6 days we work, that's the Bible. 7 days we be in God's presence. No coming out here and there, no TV that time. Yeah? No friends, no gossips. But that's how God wants us to live. That's how God keeps blessing to us when we abide with the simple instructions that God has given us in the scriptures. It is not a boring life, it's a blessed life. Blessed life. And that we need to abide with. Let's all stand. Meditate more on the message. Check your life. Grumbling, complaining. The job is not good. My boss is not good. The income is not good. My accommodation not good. Let us be grateful to the small things. Thank you, God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, O God, our complaints, our answering back, our ungratefulness. I pray, Lord, that your word will be bringing the fruit in our lives to continue to obey you, continue to walk in your ways, O God. Commit your life to God. Commit your life to God. Let us learn from the example of Ruth. She's a young girl, working hard, coming back home, her mother-in-law. No parties, no Facebook, no friends, no TV, no satellite channels. But they have a great life in God's presence. The Holy Spirit. Let us learn to spend our time in prayers when we are together, reading the Word. Because this is how God will send the blessings. Argument, answering back. See how she is humble, this girl, in front of her mother-in-law. She reported to her everything. The mother-in-law reinstated her. She put the border there. Go with the girls, not the boys. And things get well. And a blessing is coming in your life when you obey. Thank you, God. Continue to remind us. Correct us with your scriptures. And teach us more of your ways. We bless you, God. Forgive your church, your people, their worldliness, their grumbling. Give them another chance to repent. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.